Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. Thank you once again for tuning into Faith at Noon. As you well know, that on this program, on this broadcast, we are always dealing, glory to God, with faith. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible also says, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please him. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The Bible also says in Romans, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this Faith at Noon broadcast is always encouraging people, faith, getting people to understand faith is what really move God, and faith, grace has provided everything that we need in life, but it take our faith to activate what grace has provided. Gerald Lloyd, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Thomas, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so today, going to look at a scripture, very familiar passage of scripture, Ephesians 2:8. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And so my whole point is grace and faith work together. Faith and grace. Sharla, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Grace and faith go hand in hand. They work together like a foot and a sock. Like a hand and a glove. You can't separate one, glory to God, from the other. Grace is what got us saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And so what I'm saying to you, that if it took grace to get us saved, those who are saved, those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, if grace got us saved, then would not grace be the same thing that we need to do anything else in our lives? And so by grace are we saved through faith. So I'm here to say, people of God, no matter what it look like, no matter what the trial, no matter what the circumstance might be, no matter the trial, the tribulation, the problem, the trouble, the circumstance, we need to understand that God's grace, glory to God, is sufficient. And when we put our faith in his grace, it will cause us to overcome. It will cause us to come out. It will cause us to get the victory. Our situation will always be turned around, not so much because of us, but because of his grace that has been made available, glory to God, to us. And so grace is a very important thing, glory to God. in our lives. The Bible says in the Gospel of John that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So in reality, grace, glory to God, is a person, and the person name is Jesus. And so the manifestation of the grace of God was manifested through, glory to God, a person. And so people of God, my personal definition for grace, excuse me, a little congested today. My definition, Jose, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. My definition for grace is God's ability to do in you, to do through you, to do for you, to do by you, to do with you what you can't do in and of yourself. And so I need to say that again so that somebody, glory to God, can hear it. Grace is God's ability to do in you, to do through you, to do with you, to do for you, to do by you what you can't do in and of, glory to God, yourself. And so that's why the Bible, Benjamin Moore, how are you, sir? God bless you. That's why the Bible says in Philippians 2:13, the Bible says, for it is God which worketh in you. So it's God who's doing the work. Where is he doing the work? He's doing the work in you. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. And so the grace of God is at work in the life, glory to God, of the believer, in the life, glory to God, of the child of God. Pastor John Bazemore, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so it is God who is at work in you. It is God that both will and to do of his own good pleasure. And so he's doing it in you. He's doing it through you. He's doing it for you. He's doing it by you. He's doing it through you. And so it's the grace of God that is, glory to God, at work, glory to God, in your life. And I'm just saying to somebody today that the Bible, glory to God, the Bible, this grace thing is really true. And the grace of God is sufficient, glory to God. The grace of God is sufficient. The Apostle Paul made this statement, 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient, glory to God, for you. And so the grace of God, people of God, the grace of God is enough. Excuse me. The grace of God is enough. You don't need anything more than the grace of God. God has given us, people of God, God has given us just about everything. And it's up to us to activate by faith what God has given us. God has given us his spirit. God has given us his name. God has given us his authority. God has given us his grace. God has given us his power. God has given us his angels. God has just about, glory to God, given us everything. And it's up to us to use, glory to God, what God has given us. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient. So the things that Apostle Paul was going through, please pray for me. Little congested today, but please keep me in your prayer. Grace provide healing as well. And so by faith, I believe I receive healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My grace is sufficient for thee. So if the grace of God was sufficient enough for the Apostle Paul, then his grace is sufficient enough, glory to God, for you and I. And so again, you know, sometime in life itself, thank you, Passaic County Pulse, for tuning into Faith at Noon. Sometime life can seem unfair, it can seem uncertain, it can seem unpredictable, unexpected things happen in life. Sometimes things could be unclear. Sometimes people can be unsure. But the one thing that we need to be sure of, Agnes, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. One thing that we need to be sure of, and that is his grace is sufficient, glory to God, for you. No matter what it is, no matter what it look like, no matter what you're going through, Marcus Bates, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. No matter what the trouble, no matter what the problem, no matter what the storm, glory to God, that his grace is sufficient, glory to God, for us. His grace is enough. His grace is more, glory to God, than enough. And if his grace was enough to save us, then his grace is more than enough to do anything else that we need, glory to God, in our life. And so the Apostle Paul says, 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said unto me, the Lord speaking to the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And so what we need to understand, people of God, is that his grace, glory to God, is so amazing that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. In other words, when we don't know how we gonna make it, when we don't know how we gonna get through, when we are at our lowest point, when we are at our weakest point, we discover that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so grace now also is the ability of God to strengthen you through things that otherwise you would not get through on your own. And so it's important, glory to God, to really understand that, that grace is the ability of God to get you through things otherwise you could not get through, glory to God, on your own. Grace is God's ability, things that otherwise you could not get through, glory to God, on your own. And so I'm excited, glory to God. Deacon Gordon, how are you? Dickerson, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so my whole point today is that we need to learn how to tap into the grace of God by faith, because there are some things, there might be some things God won't remove, but you got to know, even if God don't remove it or take it away, you got to know that God's grace is sufficient enough for thee, and that his strength is made perfect, glory to God, in your weakness. And so thank God for his grace. Where would I be if he didn't love me? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? But oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad, glory to God, that he did. And so when, even when you look at the life, glory to God, of David, you can find grace in the life of David. Psalms 27:13, the Bible says, I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The word goodness really makes reference, glory to God, to the grace of God. That God is a good God. And David concluded in his own life, after going through all the things that he went through, David understood and David discovered that he would have fainted unless he had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And so I'm telling you, people of God, that no matter what it looked like, no matter what the circumstance, trouble, trial, situation, problem, circumstance, you cannot afford to faint. Jesus said, men ought to always pray and faint not. And David said, I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So in spite of what you are experiencing in your life, oh, y'all, please excuse me for this congestion. But in spite of what you are experiencing in your life, please understand that God is still good and that life is still worth living. Glory to God, no matter what it is, no matter what the problem is, God is still good. And you have to continue to believe God so that you could see the grace of God, the goodness of the Lord in the land, glory to God, of the living. And then another favorite passage of Scripture, really that deal with the goodness of the Lord. David says in Psalms 23, a chapter we are so familiar with, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And so David expected to experience the goodness of God. David expected the goodness and the mercy of God to follow him all the days, glory to God, of his life. And so God is still in the business, glory to God, of doing unexpected things. I mean, great things, good things. The Bible talks about that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power, glory to God, that worketh in us. And so God is just an awesome God. He never seemed, glory to God, to amaze me, no matter what is going on. And to tell you the truth, people of God, that we need to learn how to talk to things in our life instead of complaining about the thing. the things that we are going through, it's important that you understand that God have graced you enough and given you the ability to talk to things. In other words, Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Jesus said in Mark 11, whosoever shall say to the mountain, Jesus rebuked the wind. Jesus spoke to the sea, peace be still. And so the grace of God gives you the ability to do things that otherwise, glory to God, that you would not be able to do. And so I'm just so excited, glory to God, about the grace of God. And I'm excited that grace and faith, that they go, glory to God, hand in hand. You know, hand in hand. You can't separate grace from faith, and you can't separate faith, glory to God, from grace, because they was designed by God to really work together, to coexist together. And so grace have provided everything that we need. Grace have provided everything, glory to God, that we need. And see, that thing get me excited. Grace have provided. God has not left anything undone, glory to God, in your life. Everything that God is going to do, everything that God will ever do, has already been done by grace. And so it's a matter of your faith tapping into His grace, so that faith can bring to pass in your life what the grace of God, glory to God, has provided. And so when you go back to Ephesians 2 and 8, that's why faith is so important in the kingdom of God. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. So we already basically, Ephesians 2 and 8, we already basically know that grace is the unmerited favor of God. Grace is not something that you can earn. Grace is not something you can work for. Grace is God giving you something that you did not, glory to God, deserve. Just like grace and faith go together, grace and mercy go together. In other words, mercy is God's ability to withhold what we should have received. That's what mercy is. God is so merciful, He withheld what we should have received for doing what we did, until that mercy introduced us to grace. And then when grace showed up, then God dealt to every man the measure of faith, so that we could receive, glory to God, the grace. Whoopstar, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so that's what, glory to God, grace, that's what faith is really all about. And that's why faith is so important in the kingdom of God, because God don't move without it. It's impossible to please Him without it. Faith is always present tense. Faith never operate in the past nor the future. Faith is always present tense. That's why when you're trusting, believing God, standing on the word of God, it's important that you believe God for now. Why? Because faith is all present tense. sins. See, it's never in the mind of God. It's never God is going to do something, because if God is going to do something, then that implied that we are saying he have not already done it. What I'm saying to you, everything that God need to do has already been done, has been done by grace, has been done through Jesus Christ, and it take our faith to tap into what the grace of God has already provided. And so it says, and that not of yourselves. Well, what wasn't of yourselves? Because we already know that grace wasn't of ourselves. But the Bible is also saying at the same time that this faith was not of ourselves, because according to Romans 12 and 3, God dealt to every man the measure of faith, so that the man could live by faith, so that he could receive what grace had provided. Glory to God for him. So God is no respecter of person. He's a God of grace, but God understand that faith is your device that you need to receive what grace has provided. Faith is your signal that you need, that will give you access to the grace, glory to God, of God. And so all of that, people of God, is very, very important. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians, not of works, lest any man should boast. So people of God, I don't really, to tell you the truth, I don't really have nothing to really boast about. Anything I boast about, it has to be in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have anything to really boast about. I have to make my boast, glory to God, in the Lord. I don't have anything to boast about as if I'm all of this or I'm all of that. I'm who I am by the grace of God, and I am who I am because I'm in Christ. But Let me be perfectly clear that I fully understand, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. It's God that get all the glory. It's God that get all the honor. It's God that get all the praise. It's God that is working in all of us. And I'm here to tell you, people of God, at the end of the day, no matter what it looked like, no matter what the circumstance, God at the end of the day is going to get the glory out of your life, because ultimately it has never really been about us. It has always been about him. It has never been about my will. It has always been about the will of God. It has never been about my purpose. It has always been about his purpose. And so God is going to get some glory, glory to God, out of all of our lives at the end, glory to God, of the day. And so not of works, lest any man should boast. So there is no human effort. It's nothing I could have did to get myself right. It's nothing I could have did to save myself. And the problem with people today, And I'm going to just put this out there, and people, you know, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, is that you can't pastor yourself. If you could pastor yourself, then the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father God, and the Lord Jesus Christ would have never given or made some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And so the grace of God, that is on the life, glory to God, of your pastor, if you respect and appreciate that grace that is on his life, God will bless your life. God will bless your life because you need the grace of God on you to operate, glory to God, in those ministry gifts. You need the grace of God. And so I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful to be saved. I understand, glory to God, there is no such thing as a perfect church, because if it was such a thing, then as soon as I became a part of it, then I messed the whole thing up. And so I just thank God, our people of God, for his grace, glory to God, today. And I know for absolute fact, I'm not talking about something that I heard. I'm not talking about somebody's testimony. Please keep me in your prayers. Again, just so congested today, but I'm determined to get this grace message, this grace word out. I'm telling you, I know for absolute fact that his grace, glory to God, is sufficient. And what I'm learning to appreciate more than ever before is not just know the word, but have the experience, glory to God, to go along with the word. And so, people of God, this grace that got us saved through faith, it was the gift of God, not of works that any man should boast. And that's what I want to leave you with today. And I just want to encourage somebody that God's grace is sufficient. Don't give up on God, because God would never give up on you. He would never leave you nor forsake you. He would never leave you comfortless, that his grace is sufficient. And his strength is made perfect, glory to God, in your weakest. At your weakest point, God's grace is sufficient. Want somebody to hear me. At your weakest point, when you don't know how you're going to make it, when you are accustomed to being in control and doing everything, and you don't know how to make it, and you don't know which way to turn, I want you to put your faith in the grace of God, because his grace is sufficient. So I hope this Faith at Noon broadcast has been a blessing, glory to God, to you today, in spite of this congestion that I'm dealing with. But it's grace, glory to God. Nevertheless, is sufficient. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration of Fellowship Church, Paterson, New Jersey, located 385 Broadway, in the LOJ building, on the second floor. If you're in the Paterson area, please, at any time, every Thursday evening, at 7:30 p.m., is our midweek worship slash Bible study. Every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. is our worship service. And so until next time, may God richly bless you. But remember that His grace is sufficient for you.